B-Pod Studios.
You know, that's a take to have on sneakers. How about all the takes on everything else? And for that, we go to our friend Patrick Egan. Patrick, good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Pat?
All right, gambling is big, right? We all wager on sports. Yep. We've all been to a casino. I think I speak for everyone saying there's nothing better than the thrill of winning a $5 wager for a cool $4.55. Now, some of us wisely cash out, head to Wawa, and say this coffee and muffin is actually on Bovada. Some of us reinvest and then lose thanks to a late garbage touchdown and regret not taking the under. And then there's the star of 2019's Primal, Nick Cage. Cage recently sat down with future Pulitzer Prize winner Marilyn Manson and told the story of the last time he gambled. He was in the Bahamas and he turned $200 into $20,000 playing roulette. But the star of 2019's A Score to Settle didn't cash out and head to the trendy Guy Fieri restaurant in the casino. Instead, he headed to the closest orphanage. He met the kids, he met the woman running the place, and he handed all of the money to her, vowing never to gamble again because, quote, if I did, it would ruin the power of the moment. So the next time you talk about the star of 2017's A Vengeance love story,
what the hell?
Put respect on his name.
Was Amazon Prime, was that Primal?
I have no idea.
Was that the Nick Cage movie?
I'm done trying to look at where his movies are coming out.
But I thought he was in all this financial turmoil, which is why he has to make movies left and right all the time.
Yeah, he's got four coming out in 2020.
Apparently it's Hulu.
Four.
Hulu. Okay. I started watching that movie.
Why?
And let me.
Yeah, why would you do that to yourself?
Because I was like, this movie looks ridiculous. Let me take a look at it. I watched. Here, Bob, I made it 15 minutes into this movie.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And I was like, nope, can't do it. So much CGI, and it wasn't even good CGI. But I'll say this, $20,000 for an orphanage, more power to you, Nick Cage. Please keep making craptastic movies so that you can keep giving money to orphanages like that.
A skilled big game hunter specializing in rare and dangerous species.
Yeah. He goes out.
God, how did that not win an Oscar?
He goes out and he hunts this like
white jaguar.
This rare jaguar, right? And he goes out there and he hunts it and he gets it and then he brings it back by ship, but the ship gets taken over by terrorists and the lead terrorist in the ship, I believe it is, he's an escaped convict, is the big guy from Mystery Alaska.
Oh, God. He's another guy who's in bad movies. Yeah, as soon as you see him.
He was also in Robin Hood with Russell Crowe as well.
As soon as you see him, you can go, I can check out on this.
Yeah, he was also in that movie with Ryan Reynolds where the daughter gets kidnapped, and I can't remember the name
Captive.
Of it. Captive, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. You're not.
What was the last Nick Cage movie that you said, oh, I want to see this? Not one that you saw and said,
Con Air.
Really?
I want to see this?
Probably.
Mine's Leaving Las Vegas. And it wasn't because of him, it was Elizabeth Shue.
She's nice.
What's more recent, The Rock or Con Air?
Con Air
was
more
recent, 96?
I think Con Air was after Rock.
Okay.
For me,
Con Air's a movie. Did you say, oh, I really want to see it, or is it something you just kind of fell upon?
No, I wanted to see it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bunch of convicts on a plane.
John Cusack, John Malkovich, Steve Buscemi, and Nick Cage.
You started with John Cusack.
Yeah, how do I not see that movie? Well, John Cusack's present in my brain right now because I just watched Utopia on whatever that is, on Prime, I think it is. And then I also watched I watched the clip of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant fake fighting in front of John Cusack. Did you see this?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. I'll talk about that later.
I think mine's probably Snowden, but he wasn't the star of that.
Oh, okay.
The Edward Snowden movie, which wasn't good. Jameer Nelson is coming home roughly about 10 years too late, though. He will be joining the Sixers front office as an assistant GM to Elton Brand, also as a Sixers scout. No word on if he wants to play backup point guard, though, which is something they desperately need because no one wants to see Howell Neto ever again.
They still need him. I love the hire. I think it's a good hire. Like, it's not like he's assistant GM. It's not like he is Elton Brand's right-hand man with no experience. He's coming in at a low entry level position. He's a Philadelphia favorite. Yeah, I love this. I'm fine with it, Bob.
I had no problem with it. A guy who has so much NBA experience and a heady guy, a guy that knows the game, knows how it goes, and I would call him an expert on NBA guard play, which is something the Sixers are lacking right now.
I love Jameer.
Is this a
more of an attempt to get more, quote, basketball guys in the room?
It's dead like right on the face of it, sure.
Yeah, 14-year NBA career, good college career. Yeah, I'm fine with Jameer.
Elton should just get, like, the 96 All-Star team and just start hiring a bunch of those guys into the front office, sure.
By the way, The Rock came out before 96, and then, I'm sorry, Con Air came out in 90. Yeah, The Rock came out in 96. Con Air came out in 95. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's
Wow, that surprises me. I thought The Rock came out after.
Yeah.
All right.
The Rock, 96. Yeah.
All right, if you smell what I'm cooking, then the D in Big D doesn't stand for Dallas. It stands for Discord. File this under the You'll Love to See It category. According to Jane Slater of the NFL Network, the division-leading 2-4 Cowboys are starting to leak to the media just how much they don't like their new coaching staff. One player said, quote, "Totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly." Another player said, quote, "They just aren't good at their jobs." And then finally, another player who is currently injured and, quote, "throws the ball regularly," was caught by reporters dressing down the coaches.
"What would you say you do here?"
Yeah, so things aren't going great in Dallas.
Yeah, no, they seem to not be going well in Dallas, unfortunately. I'm fine with this. I love every second of this. I always thought Mike McCarthy was made by Aaron Rodgers. No way, shape, or form, one make it. No more. I thought he was a bad coach, and I thought Aaron Rodgers was just great. Mike McCarthy being hired by the Cowboys never threatened me. I never thought that that would be a great hire by them, and he is doing exactly what I thought he'd be doing in Dallas.
And their best players fumbling the ball all over the place and got pulled from the game. And what did he say afterwards? Yeah, I should have been pulled. Wow.
Well, good for him.
Not good. Yeah.
What does it say that they are leading the division and their players are like, yeah, no, this is a dumpster fire? It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
I mean, think about this. Washington benches Dwayne Haskins, right? Because why? They're in the hunt.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting here every day talking about, yeah, it's crazy. They're 1-4-1, but they're in the hunt.
Right.
Giants are saying the same thing, and yet you've got the actual division leading team going, yeah, no, we're not winning this.
No.
I feel like Mike McCarthy's job interview down there was like he had NFL Game Pass, and he just pulled out his laptop and he like pointed out a couple things and was like, "Say that, Jerry?"
Yeah, while wearing a Super Bowl ring.
And Jerry was just like, "Oh, good enough for me."
Yeah, exactly.
That guy sucks.
Do you clap? No? Okay, you're hired. All right, staying in the division, the Washington football team announced they'll keep their name in 2021. The Washington pandemics suddenly became all too real, so it went back to the drawing board, and they will continue to be the Washington football team.
Really?
No sensitivity.
I missed that.
Yeah, wait, so they're going to be the same team for another year?
The Washington football team.
God, what a joke.
They are dumb. Like I don't like throwing around like name calling, but they're a bunch of stupid morons.
No, they need to do that. They need to throw around some names.
They should be
this name is terrible.
Just be the Hogs.
Just be the Washington morons.
Yeah,
we should just do it for them. You're the Washington morons.
But like the Hogs are like a huge part of their history. Like, I'm not saying it's great, but it's better than the Washington football team.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Just take some names from Nick Cage movies. You know?
The Washington Primals?
Yes, the Washington Primals.
Washington Con Airs?
Boom. The Washington Snowdens.
Washington Ghost Riders.
No, that's bad.
That was Nick Cage, though.
That was Nick Cage.
That's true. All right, now speaking, going from one bad team to another, the Jets are bad. They're really bad, all right? And they've been bad for about 20 years. Now, they drafted Mark Sanchez, 5th overall. He's currently balling out on The Masked Singer. They took Sam Darnold, 3rd overall. He struggled this season. The Jets are currently 0-6. They're poised to draft 1st overall, where Trevor Lawrence is considered the consensus number 1 overall pick.
Wow.
But one former Pro Bowl wide receiver, Roddy White, says, yeah, you should probably stay in school, kid.
If the Jets get the first pick, don't go. Just stay. Just stay one more year in college. And just enjoy your time, man. Because it would be awful for you to get drafted by the Jets. As far as offense, man, that team is just bad at picking players.
Now, obviously, the team picking number 1 is always brutal, but the Jets have perfected the art form of botching picks as if Howie Roseman was running things. So,
That was a shot. You tried to slide it in there, Mikey King of Prussia's doing a little fist pump.
Yeah,
he writing me stuff for you?
So I ask, if you're Trevor Lawrence, are you causing a stink?
I don't think so. I think he's going to be one of those guys that's just happy that he gets drafted number 1, and he's going to be happy to be in the NFL.
And those guys convince themselves that they can be the one that turns the franchise around.
Absolutely.
I was just going to say, it's not going to happen with me. I'm going to be the start of something good.
Yeah.
You guys are missing the biggest thing.
Oh, I am.
The New York media market. The amount of endorsement deals he would get, he's absolutely going there.
Yeah, sorry, we were talking about sports.
I'm all about the money. Yeah,
if you want to be Darren Revelle,
a little entrepreneur,
go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm talking about cream, casuals, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bills, y'all. This might surprise people.
I didn't think it was possible for someone to sound more of a nerd than Jeff Passan.
when he says it.
And then I said, Jeff.
Long game, Pat.
That's like, hold my beer.
Jeff, hold my surge. Yeah. All right, here I come.
Yeah. Hold my dew.
This might surprise people, but Matthew McConaughey's parents were free spirits, all right?
No way.
I know. They met in a parking lot when McConaughey's dad, Jim, saw his mom, Kay, and used his best pickup line.
There's a new Fiesta in the making as we speak. It's out at the Moontown. Full kegs. Everybody's going to be there. You ought to go.
And that worked. All right. They were married three times, having divorced twice. But she kept coming back because Jim was an absolute stud in the bedroom.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
She couldn't quit it.
She couldn't. So his thrust game wasn't his only strength because he was also a soothsayer. He predicted his own death, and McConaughey discussed this in his new book called Greenlight. He recounted his dad telling him and his brothers, boys, when I go, I'm going to be making love to your mother. And that's exactly what happened. Quote, he had a heart attack and finished. But that's not even the best part. As his
boy,
dad...
Did he.
Wait, yeah. Finished what? Life?
No, his life. And others.
I don't know how I can...
Yeah, no, you're fine.
FCC I'm asking
what else you got?
You put it out there.
Yep.
The job was done.
Yeah, he died.
The job was done.
He died.
He checked out.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, but that's not even the best part. The best part is, as he had a heart attack, his dad was being
that's
taken out...
That's the best
out.
Part?
No, that was not the best part. I'm trying to get caught up.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying...
A guy died, Pat!
Yeah, that's the best part. No, as he's being taken out of the house by EMTs, they put a sheet over his body because, you know...
Did rigor mortis set in?
Well, I mean, the dude's naked and everyone
in the tents?
Everyone in the neighborhood's outside watching what's going on.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Well, McConaughey's mother was having none of that. She ripped the sheet off of her dead husband, yelling, quote, get that sheet off of him. You're going to see how big Jim McConaughey went out.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Yo, Kay McConaughey is a savage.
Wow.
I want a Kay McConaughey fathead on the wall tomorrow.
Tuts, if you're listening, when I die, do what you will.
Oh, my wife's putting sheets on me as I go out.
Oh, is that what's happening?
She's going to be handing out microscopes.
I have heard this, though, from I know someone who was around Matthew McConaughey for a long period of time. Apparently, he's smelly.
Yeah, he doesn't use deodorant.
I did know that.
He's a naturalist, I believe is the term.
He doesn't use deodorant, but apparently he carries around a toothbrush in his mouth as if it's a toothpick. Constantly.
That's annoying. That's a punch you in the face type of attitude.
No, that's an awesome attitude because he's Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
He's an American treasure. Have some respect.
All right. That was a fad for a while. Who was it? Red Man used to do that? I forget who it was.
Carrying around a toothbrush?
It would be a toothbrush in his mouth, yeah. Anyway.
We'll move on from that.
Yeah.
Birthdays, there's only one, and it's not good. Former Sixer coach Johnny Davis.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
No.
It's a bad birthday.
You failed on birthdays today.
I didn't fail.
You should have gotten your wife pregnant
so she had a baby today.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Pat, it's Kim Kardashian's birthday.
It's all over Twitter.
As I said, there's no good birthdays today.
Amber Rose.
She's from Philly.
Oh, that's not a bad birthday.
I know her cousin. Yeah.
She was what? She had a kid with Tyga?
I believe.
I'm all over it.
Yeah.
Today in history, in 1980.
And Doja Cat. Come on, Pat.
Who in the blue hell is Doja Cat? Shut your mic off.
She's a performer.
See Nick Cage in M. Doja Cat. That's the next movie.
Jamie, you're banned for the rest of the segment, but don't worry, it's almost over.
You don't have that power.
Today in history, 1980, the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series for the first time ever.
Wow. Oh, today's the day. Tug McGraw jumping up and down?
Yes.
Oh,
I can confirm.
Beautiful.
And that?
I saw that game.
Is all the takes.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So did Jim McConaughey.
Yeah, you can leave you.
So,
Big Jim.
My buddy was a stage manager for ESPN for a lot of years, and Matthew McConaughey came around one time, and of course all the ladies were like, oh my God, Matthew McConaughey. So he was nice and like
they all started holding their noses?
Well, they started taking pictures, and he goes, because I was a stage manager, I was the guy that had to take the pictures. And my buddy was like, you know, they'll take your camera, I'll take your phone, and he's taking the pictures. And he goes, every single time, a woman would, like, snuggle up next to him and, like, put their arm around him.
She'd make the face?
They'd make the face like, what the hell?
Like, you smell.
Wow. God, Matthew McConaughey smells. And then they smile in the picture, and then they'd all be, like, kibitzing over to the corner, be like, did he smell for you? He smelled for me. Did he smell bad? He smelled bad.
Yikes.
That one's surprising. I've also heard Andy Dick smells terrible. That one's
not surprising.
Matthew McConaughey could smell like a sewer. He's still getting more butt than a toilet seat.
Wow.
It was really aggressive. That was really aggressive.
I mean,
my God.
Any lady was like, oh, well, he smells. I'm not going to hook up. Yeah, okay.
Wasn't he with, like, the Penelope Cruz for a while? And then he wasn't. And then he found somebody hotter. Like, how is that possible? Like, you were with Penelope Cruz, and then all of a sudden, you know, enough of you, Penelope. Well,
Post Malone does the same thing. He doesn't use deodorant. And that guy legitimately looks homeless, and he will get hotter women than any of us.
I know somebody that only uses lemons on their armpits. Do you know about this?
What?
Yeah, they don't use deodorant. They put lemons on their armpits. That's a naturalist move.
Mm.
Yeah.
I hope it's a girl.
Craig just called up to correct Pat. It wasn't Tyga that he had Amber Rose had the kid with. It was Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, Pat.
I got to get up on my Amber Rose knowledge.
Do you even know pop culture?
I don't even know.
Do you even know pop culture?
I don't know Amber Rose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.